Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, hope we have sound. Not sure if I'm even on the board. Let me go back to, I've got a problem. So I'm not even on the board that I can see. So let's go back to chat room. Nope, nothing in chat. I don't think I have any sound or anybody. So I'll try to get him to call in. I'm waiting for Bill. See if he can call in. See what's going on. I have no idea if this is even happening today. So this is not a fun time. So I don't know why my I don't know if my if I have anything on here. I've got a Skype thing, but I don't see myself on the board at all. So I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure if my friend Bill's going to be here. Good thing there's no, I don't even have a chat room, so I'm a mess. Let's see if I can get, let me see if I can see if he's trying to get in. I have nothing. I can't see myself on the board. I can't see anything. I don't even know if we have a show today. So we'll just keep going. It's really bad here. They're giving out $1,000 tickets, arresting surfers in Malibu, putting them in handcuffs because they're, you know, spreading diseases out in the ocean and they're all by themselves. It's just, it's so Soviet and it's pretty scary. So a lot of things are going on. I don't know what happened to Bill or if we can get in today. So I don't even know if I have this. Okay, I've got that one, but I'm not sure if I'm in. I don't even think I'm in. It said I'm starting, but it doesn't mean anything. I'm not on the board. Doesn't say that I'm on the board at all. So doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to have to figure out if he can call in or can't call in, or I'm just going to shut it down for today, unless I refurbish it. So not sure. Okay. Oh, you're in, but I can't bring you in. I don't know where you are. I have no switchboard. I have no way to answer you. It's not showing up. It's just, okay, let me try refreshing this thing, see what happens. Hope this works. Yeah, the whole page is a mess. I can't hear you at all. So, oh, God. Let's see. I don't know what's happening. I'm on Skype, of course. I haven't got direct dial. I have nothing. Okay, here we go. Switchboard. Hang on. Almost got it. Boy, oh boy. let me get. Yeah, this is a rough day today. I don't know what happened. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. At least we
you
got
the
show
us?
Going. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's. I can't get a chat room, so no one can. It's a mess.
Well, you know. With everything going on, are we surprised? A little technical difficulties here and there. Really, are we? I mean, come on. We got them attacking people for using a drug that has been in business for 65 years, has helped save tens of millions of lives, who you got a Democrat, brave lady, come out and say she credits the drug with saving her life. And they will tell you, don't do that. Don't use that. Wait on something from Bill Gates. Bill Gates, he's attended
evil
every
man.
World Depopulation Summit out there, doing away with money. He's for, it just goes on and on. Bill Gates, let me make a cocktail for you,
Well, here's the problem, Bill.
Their numbers, you've already seen them today. Early this morning, I was looking, and their numbers are already downing their numbers because they're saying it's not going to be as bad as thought. They will not give one ounce of credit to Trump, nor to the drug, nor to, it's going to be constantly attack Trump, attack Trump, attack Trump. They're going to try to use that. They want mail-in voting. Mail-in voting.
I know.
I'm pretty sure the post office is unioned. And I'd like to see how much the Postal Union contributes to Democrats before I want to put my vote in the hands of these people.
Well, yeah, but they can't, they won't know whether you're R or D if, unless they open it up. I mean, they can't, they're,
well,
they
you
can't
know,
harvest.
Linda,
the only way that
Linda, one of my dearest friends is the postal guy in Columbus, Indiana. My Uncle Wally retired as the postmaster in Seymour, Indiana. I know many, many other people that are postal workers and stuff that aren't a part of this. You see, they don't have a say on where their union dues goes to pay for what party.
Yeah, no,
they don't have that say.
I understand
the
that.
Union masters, the union masters are the ones that have the say. We are seeing.
We are seeing.
This, the left is in such desperation, that they will side with our enemies to try to destroy us unless they get their way.
That's all it is.
Their global control agenda is being shredded apart. They are being taken down one after the other. They have no clue of what's going on. So you look at what they do. All they know how to do is attack. They preach against hate, but all they do is spread hate. They, you know, it's they're so ridiculous in all of their assumptions and stuff they say. And I'm amazed that so many in the public are so docile or so brain dead that they sit there, listen to these people, and believe a half an ounce of what they say.
I got to hear steroids.
It's not so much the media. And when I look at blame, who do I hold grudges against? Who do I look that should have to pay a price? It's not the regular Democrat voters at all. It's not them. It's the ones who have misled them, lied to them, and used them.
Yes.
Those are the ones deserve the justice. The very thing they wanted to give to the rest of us, in prison, told when to get up, when to go to bed, told what you can and can't eat, and when you can and can't eat, told where you work, told who you can talk to and who you can't talk to, told, you know, just everything controlled. That is the very agenda these people are pushing on the rest of us, and they're blind and not smart enough to see that they are running head-on into enslavement.
Well, we got it here in California. First of all, what you're talking about with the mail-ins, the reason that they do this, let me see who I got on the board here real quick. I got Robert from Florida. Hey, Robert, glad you could get in.
Hello, how are you guys?
Here's the deal. When they're talking mail-in voting, they're talking about ballot harvesting, meaning they go to the front door of the people that, because you can get a list. The post people ain't got nothing to do with this. They don't have time to go through a registrar or voters list, believe me. They're huge, with R&D. Huge.
You're talking about the voter harvesting, but the mail-in stuff is through the mail.
But how are they going to know if it's R or D? They can't unless they open it
up. They'll send a thing to your home, Linda. You check a box. They got no proof of who you are or anything. You know, I own several properties. I can say, well, me and my wife and my grandson, well, we live here, in both 3, 6, 9 times, you know. That's against the law. Everything the Democrats are proposing, I'm telling you, for a party that claims to be such intelligent beings, they cannot comprehend. They don't understand that the word illegal means against the law. They do not understand shall not be infringed means cannot be bothered. They do not understand that it is not on the backs of everybody else to take care of those that are too lazy to take care of themselves. That is not in there anywhere. Those that are disabled, children, we must look after those. But those who are too lazy to work or refuse to work or demand extravagant wages when they don't have extravagant skills, there is a lot laying our problem.
Okay.
Raising the minimum wage has never helped our country. And you look at it, isn't it odd that the very ones that are screaming raise the minimum wage, The very party screaming this so much is the party that has invested in businesses that took their workers, their work to China to save on paying wages.
It's worse than that.
Am I wrong?
Because, no, but, okay, the minimum wage, a lot of this crap in California is because of the restaurants and the fast food workers and anybody that serves tables. They make minimum wage.
If you research history, every time they have raised the minimum wage, the price of the products has outrun that raise. Without freezing the wage, the prices, raising the minimum wage doesn't do nothing but lead us to the point where one day we'll be like one of those African countries where a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a gallon of gas.
That is so ridiculous.
That's what it was in the Weimar Republic. Okay, listen to me. Minimum wage should not be allowed in the first place. All this crap came under FDR. I'm reading about it now. With all this horse garbage, I don't know if it was him or just shortly after him, because he was heavily into price fixing. Believe me, that guy was a piece of work, which is not a good thing. So on any level, we should not have a minimum wage. We should not have any kinds of price fixing at all. And what's going on right now with this coronavirus nonsense, which is the biggest hoax I've ever seen since the Garden of Eden, I'm telling you, I'm pissed.
Yes, it is. There are things going on that Chad and I have declined. We will not talk about those things. And all we want to say is prayers for those on the mission.
Amen.
Well, yeah, here's the deal. Okay, they're arresting surfers in Malibu. They're ticketing people in Encinitas because apparently the mayor has got, an iron fist and a sickle and hammer.
These mayors and stuff is killing themselves. Because people should see what the mayors are doing, the mayor and stuff is doing.
See,
it's not Trump's doing.
I don't understand. That whole city, I live in Libtardia, okay? The whole state, they're nuts. The mayors are telling the cops to ticket these people and fine them $1,000 for sitting in their car to watch a sunset on a major street overlooking the ocean, and they're ticketing these people sitting in their cars, not bothering anybody. This is draconian. This is Soviet Union. This is freaking North Korea, and I'm sick of it.
No.
And the people. Here's,
well, yeah, everybody's getting a small dose of the socialism that the left wants
right.
to impose on you.
Oh, it's
but it
communist
goes further.
Money.
It goes further.
It's iron fisted.
You're following the guy.
Oh.
You're following the guy who wants to depopulate the world by 6.2 billion people, although he don't count himself in there. They're just like abortionists. These eugenists, like Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ezekiel. Yeah.
Yep.
Why is he even allowed to talk? Somebody should zip his mouth shut. You know, he's a eugenist. This guy is a eugenist. He wants to kill the elderly. Why hasn't he done something? Because he is the elderly.
Listen to me. Okay, when you got to understand the mentality of these people that vote in these cities, okay? Nobody in these cities who got...
Linda. I don't think I've ever been at that low a level. I just don't.
Okay, listen to me. Okay, listen to me.
Even my grandson says it makes no sense to him. You know, and he's 7 years old.
But these people here do not understand that it's not the cops giving them the ticket. It's the mayor ordering it. And so when they go to the ballot box, they say, oh, I recognize that name. That's a good mayor. That's how stupid they are, Bill. They're voting for their own.
We got that. Linda, we got that here. We got a company, HPI, letting some people go, cutting their workers' wages, cutting their 401k deal that they have with them, which I don't know if they can legally do that because that's a contract. And then turning around, and when these guys are being made to work, they are taxing them to pay for Congress having a $46,000 raise.
Oh, jeez.
While they're losing money, Congress is each member of Congress is gaining $46,000. And who stuck that in there? Who put that in there? That was the Democrats. It was Pelosi, the Democrat.
Look at that. Yeah.
She put herself $46,000 above the public.
But you know what? She's a tyrant. She's a very tyrannical bitch. And anybody who –
We got this media – We got this media. Oh my
they are
God.
Not. Oh, they're the they are as evil as Gates. They are as complicit as Gates.
Is there some reason we the public have not filed some kind of class action lawsuit and shut these bastards down?
Should they have done?
You can't.
I'm done with
you. Can't.
I'm tired of being lied. I'm tired of the constant attacks on my country. I'm tired of sick and tired of the constant attacks on my God. I'm sick and tired of the constant interference in life in general and thinking that you got the right to control everybody's life to serve you.
Well,
I don't serve
here's
none
what you
of
do.
People.
Got
news
here's
for
what
you.
To do.
Got news for all of you now. I'm not a servant to none of you. I only serve one. I only bow to one, and he ain't on this planet.
Amen.
I know. He's coming back, though. Well, here's the deal. If you can't make it to D.C., you can't go in front of the New York Times or whatever, or any of these things like the Washington Compost or whatever. So if you have a local station, if you have a local station that's got an ABC number or whatever on it, you know, an alphabet number on it, and you can get there and you can picket them if you think they're lying, then you get the group together and picket them and say fake news.
I'm watching people like Tim Kass, Dan Bongino, other people who will actually put up documents and facts to back up what they say, and that don't say something outlandish that a 5-year-old knows they're lying through their teeth. You know,
yeah, I know.
I say this: when the public figures out that this malaria drug was a benefit, and that so many people were denied and possibly died because
they
were denied, this is going to blow up in the Democrats' face like nothing. You know.
I know.
Yeah. They gripe about the virus and when Trump warned them. Go back to January. Look at all the media in January. Look what they were saying in the middle of January, how the virus was no threat and blah, blah, blah. And all the Democrats and their puppet media, we're all pushing that agenda that, oh, the virus isn't bad, blah, 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 while Trump was banning China. The lady comes out and says, oh, Navarro warned Trump. Yeah, and the very next day, Trump cut China off. They left that part out of the story, didn't they?
Yeah, they lie. I know. Look, you can't. All you can do is boycott their sponsors.
That's what we're facing in this country. We can no longer trust the media to tell us the sad. And I'm not just saying that about the liberal media. There's a lot of people on Fox that I would just slap upside the head because they're so stupid. But, you know.
Yep, me too. I turn them off, Bill. I don't like them anymore.
They think that all of us, the public, they think that we are so stupid, we don't understand that they're lying, or we don't understand math, or we don't understand history, or we can't read the Constitution. You know, I'm sick of always reinterpreting. I don't care what you say, what you write. The left will reinterpret it to mean something totally different than what was intended.
I think you just on that for
Robert.
Yes, sir.
Robert. Are they closing down the beach? Are they closing the beaches where you are?
We are knocked down on our knees basically right now.
Oh,
so
we can't go anywhere
until April 30th. So we have to be isolated. You know, and doing my best to, you know, to find toilet paper and to find paper towel is like
a New York Times. That's about what it's worth, toilet paper.
It's a scavenger hunt. Bill Strong, one day they wiped out all the chicken, they wiped out all the steaks, they wiped out all the butter, all the eggs. You know,
all the tuna fish, all the camel soup. I know it's horrible.
Robert,
I mean,
vitamin D milk right here, within 2 miles of my house, is 50 cents a gallon.
Really?
Wow.
They're dumping the milk right
vitamin
now.
Vitamin D milk. Vitamin D milk.
Oh
what
my
you
God!
Gonna do it for you in a day.
Bill Strong, the dairy farmers are going out of business. Have you been reading? Have you been following that?
Horrible. I know.
Well, you know what? That's on us. That's on us, the citizens. I was young. I worked on dairy farm for several farmers. I won't mention their names from my county, Jackson County. I worked for them. Greatest people in the world. And they treated their workers just like family. And to see this happening, let's be real. Read their agenda. All prime farms will be taken up and run by co-ops. Read their agenda.
Oh, geez. I know. Bill,
no,
we got to put an end to this.
You know, the only thing I can say right now, we gotta stay healthy and strong and just be strong because
take lots of vitamin C. Take vitamin C and get in the.
I got a dairy farm less than about 3/4 of a mile from me.
Yeah. Okay. So the other thing is,
I will do whatever I can do to help. I will do whatever I can do, and I'm sure the other guys sitting here feel the same way. We will do whatever we can do to help them people make it.
Yeah,
God, they're taking a beating.
If they don't open up the economy like within the next few days, I swear to God that the S is going to hit the fan. I will tell you right now that if you go onto any of the multiple listings, you will see my house for sale. I put it on the market yesterday, full with pictures and everything. So I'm getting ready. I will get out of here. I have to call
so,
my
Linda.
Friend. Yeah, I got to call my friend Paula down there in Arkansas, and I'm going. As soon as I get an offer that I can live with, I'm going. I'm packing it up, it's done.
It'll start getting better after 2 weeks.
It's going to get better, yes. It's going to get better. Much will be exposed in 2 weeks. I'm pretty sure that you're going to freak out.
So.
And a lot of the stuff, I know that you've been awake. Have you been checking into the links I sent you, Linda? Does it not freak you out? Does it not all make total 100% sense that that's what is happening?
Well, yeah. Well, we know what's
and
going
you know,
on.
And when the world knows, well, that's the end.
Yep.
That's the end of the other party.
Yep, that's for sure.
The global agenda is about to die a gasping death.
I tweeted him today. I told him I've been tweeting 3 days in a row to Donald. I told him, listen to Dr. Shiva and fire Fauci. And I said, stop 5G. And I said, look up exomes. And I just went on and on. I mean, whatever I could get. And I said, open this
someone.
Back up. Oh, I was ticked off. I've been 3 days in a row telling him.
Now they're accusing Trump. Oh, he's profiting from this disease. You know what?
I know.
So what?
That,
works.
He's
so
not.
What the hell?
He's not.
He gets no paycheck. He gets no paycheck.
He's not.
You've destroyed some of his businesses. You've tried everything in the world.
Yep.
Everything in the world. But I got news for you. Karma is an MF-er. And when karma catches up to you, and you cannot outrun it. You cannot escape it. It's been going on since the beginning of time. Yin and yang, karma, negative, positive. If you do a negative action, you can expect a major reaction to crush you. And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, right. So here's the other part of this. When I'm reading about this evil Bill Gates, who's a psychopath, okay, and he wants these forced vaccinations, that's one of the main reasons I want out of California. I mean, ASAP. I want to go to a place where I'm at least semi-safe. And if they try to do all this garbage and say, you can't travel and you can't have a driver's license if you don't take this, you know what I mean? All this nonsense.
Right.
There's going to be
health. Vaccinations have the coronavirus in it.
You know, he's actually right. The way to make an antivirus is from the virus, but it just tickles me. I am offended that these people think my countrymen across this nation are so stupid that they can pull all this wool over everybody's eyes, and it just keeps falling apart on them. When do they wake up and realize that you're fighting something much bigger than Trump?
God's tired of it.
Yep. Oh, they. Oh, Bill, when he comes out of the clouds, they'll figure it out. And it'll be a little late for them.
Yeah.
And you know where they're going.
Yeah.
It ain't going north.
They're going to figure it out before that.
And, you know, we got to give a prayer out to Boris Johnson in England. I'd like to know if he's been given the malaria drug. And if not, why not?
I don't know. Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
you know, a drug that's been around as long as this drug has, and has such a record that it has, you know, and they fight it.
Right.
Why not work with it, tweak it to make it better effective to fight this virus? But why
they've already done that.
Are you out there trying to create a drug? And the only answer I can get to that is because this the malaria drug, is a generic drug, which means almost anybody who has it can make it, right? And the other way, it goes into certain pharmaceutical investors' pockets.
Well, okay. Here's the I know, it's cheap. That's why they can't stand it. The other reason is they don't want anybody to be cured because they want the numbers to go up so they can keep us locked down like prisoners in Nazi Germany. That's why, Bill. You don't think so?
Well,
thank
you, Linda.
This is a party that is in utter desperation. If you don't believe me, you watch every time when Nancy Pelosi gets in front of a camera, and you tell me that's not the face of a woman in distress.
Well, she's evil.
Well, she's losing her power. That's what's happening.
Well, that's part of it. The only power she's got is the fact that she sold her soul to the devil a long time ago, Robert. That's her power.
I know that.
And
I know that.
I find it truly offensive that somebody like her will come out and try to use God's holy words to benefit her not have a clue of context of what she's even talking about.
She's a heretic and a blasphemer.
She's no more a Christian than Barack Obama.
I know. And plus the fact that right now it's real hard for her to hide her horns and tail. And the other thing, she's too stupid to know that Satan has already lost the battle. That's how stupid she is. And yet she'll stand by him until the end.
Linda, they obviously never read the book. They never read the book, or they know they get close, but they never get their global agenda. It never happens.
You want to know why they can't read the book?
And if
you want to know why
it has happened so far correctly, what makes you pages aren't?
Bill, it's because if they put the holy book in their hands, it would burn their fingers. That's why they don't read it, Bill. They gave it to the devil. They belong to him. You and I belong to Jesus. They belong to the other one, the adversary. That's why. You give them a vat of holy water, see how, watch them melt. They'd be running like scared chickens.
I'm an older person. I've lived one hell of a life in this country. I don't have a big bucket list because I've been blessed by God. People say, well, what about skydiving? In the military, I was airborne. I skydived. You know, I've done a lot of things, and I've been a lot of places. And what I had a love for the people around me. That you look up at people and they smile, and when a person smiles, you smile, and that's just makes the day and the world seem a better place. And all I see is a party that is constantly trying to put a frown on people's faces.
Well, of course.
Constantly.
Yeah.
You know, everybody went to school with the one who spread the rumors on everybody and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they were big mouth, slept rock, whatever the crap. You know, we all know somebody. Well, that's a party that we're seeing today of the Democrats. They're going around and they're blah, blah, blah with rumors that when looked at and checked out are totally off the wall with no trace of truth in them. And yet on doing it, they keep on doing it. And they wonder why CNN is pulling in the ratings so far. You know, this last time ratings came out, CNN did not have one, not one article
Good.
In the top 20.
So here's my short bucket list is one thing, and that's to move the hell out of this state, and I'm going to do it. I mean, that's it, Bill, right now. That's where I'm at.
I understand you, but knowing you, Linda, I know you. I know you, and I know there are others like you there in that state. It's not the state.
Yep.
It's the leadership.
It's the leadership.
It's the leadership.
Yes, but it's the only way to get away from the leadership.
It is the brainwash. It is the brainwashing, the indoctrination.
Bill, you can't vote your way out of this. Here, it's too blue. There's no way to vote it because they've got it rigged. They've got all the voting rigged here. There's an autocratic one-party rule here. I cannot change it, and I'm too old to try to do that.
Linda,
I want out.
Linda, I'm going to say this, and I know Chad's going to agree with me. You're going to see something happen in California.
Yeah.
You're going to see something happen that's going to make everybody stand up and take notice.
Yes.
I'm just telling you that, girl, it's going to be the most brilliant, amazing thing that you've ever seen. And it's going to happen to California.
Oh, just remember FEMA.
Well,
just remember.
No, I know. I'm not worried about the FEMA.
I don't trust any organizations like FEMA. I don't trust ICLEI, the WHO. I don't trust the Trilateral Commission.
The
I don't trust the UN. I don't trust all these. You know, here they are. They're talking, Trump's trying to make money off of a drug. Go back and look at who was president and on the board of the Chicago Carbon Exchange trying to implement a carbon tax that he was going to profit off of. And if that wasn't Barack Obama and if his partner in that investment wasn't Al Gore, look it up, folks.
Right.
Look it up. I don't tell you nothing. I can't back up. Look it up.
So,
somebody
Bill,
said,
the California.
You say 10 to 21. That's a conspiracy theory. I said, well, you tell me the last time you saw a president, George H.W. Bush, mention it in a video you can see. You can also see a video of Nancy Pelosi introducing it on the House floor. And you can also hear Bill Clinton talk about it as sustainable development when he signed on to it with the UN. So now, and tell me, why is it on the UN website?
So here's the other. Okay.
And they look at you, and you say, check it out. And there's where it ends. And you say, check it out. Well, I don't have to check it out, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Bill, I have a question.
If you want to remain ignorant, don't check things out. I want you to see, read, and make your own decisions. Make your own decisions. You're an adult. I hope you're an adult. And if you're an adult, you should make your own decisions. But you need to present all the facts. Without speaking to both children.
Oh my God.
Bill, I have
a
question for you.
Go ahead, Robert.
Why has the UN been so silent through all this stuff?
Well, the UN needs to be silent.
The UN hasn't really been silent, Robert. They just put China on the human rights thing or something. I mean, come on.
Well,
yeah. And, they had a problem. They've been trying to put this group organized one world order, whatever, together for quite a while. And they thought Obama would get it done, and he did.
Yep.
And the big holdup when Obama was president is they couldn't get Vladimir Putin of Russia to go on because Vladimir was not going to sign over his control of Russia to some world elitist. He wasn't going to do that. And
so here's
He was a stumbling block they couldn't get past. Well, Vlad held them up just long enough for us to elect Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is shredding their global agenda left and right.
I know.
When he starts,
and here's the thing
when
about
he starts putting America great and he has other countries put their country first putting their people first, which is really how it should be. How many of us out here do not put our family before ourselves?
That's right.
Right.
Well, we
so,
are Americans.
On that
we are Americans. We are Americans.
Right.
We are of every color under the rainbow. We are of all ages, and we are
okay,
of all
got,
different types
my
of people in
Dallas.
But we are Americans.
Hey,
we are Americans. And that should override. That should override everything right there. We are Americans. Politics.
Okay, go ahead.
Second. We are Americans.
Well, I was
go ahead,
watching
Mike.
Alex Jones today.
Okay.
And they played a clip of this Fauci character, Fauci, whatever the frig his name is, this disease snapper head. 4 years ago, he holds a press conference and says, the incoming administration, it was after Trump got elected, but before he was inaugurated, the incoming administration is going to have to face a surprise pandemic. Now,
that's right.
Now, if someone is planning a 50th birthday party for you, and it's supposed to be a surprise, but you get wind of it, is it a surprise anymore?
No.
Oh my
no.
God.
So either Alex Jones is doctoring footage, which I know he isn't. So he should be arrested for fear mongering, or he's coming up with legitimate material that says this is a goddamn setup. Excuse me for saying GD, but it's a setup. How can it be a surprise if you know about it ahead of time? It's not a surprise.
It's only been happening every 2 years since 2002.
Yeah,
but they never were shut down. And by the way, there were never press conferences that said ahead of time you're going to face a pandemic. Ahead of time, I never heard of that before. I never in my life.
They knew that back in 2006. I promise you, they knew back. They knew that back when I was an undergrad student at USF. They knew that back when Governor Scott cut everything, cut all public health. He cut a lot of stuff. That's why we don't have all the equipment to use in the state of Florida.
But the subject is, is this thing real or is it an engineered setup? I have to say, if everybody knows about it ahead of time, it's got to be an engineered setup.
Everybody's dropping like flies in Florida here. I mean, I got a lot of stress right now. It's so unbelievable.
And then I have to deal with clients, and people are saying we have to do our part to end it, like it's our fault.
Mikey,
come on.
What if it is the most excellent cover for something else going on?
It's a total lockdown of our lives.
It's to kill us off as many people as they can, and then who's ever left over will be the slaves.
I have a question.
You're right there. That is Bill Gates' agenda. That is UN Agenda 2030. That is the goal of the Trilateral Commission. That is the goal of the Rothschild dynasties and
I wrapped it up in two sentences.
You know,
there it is.
You can relate all those world organizations to China. And there's one name that will pop up in the last 20 years involved in every one of them. And that guy's name was Maurice Strong. And even Soros was an underling to Maurice. Maurice was the one who came up with the idea, we'll go after a carbon tax and we'll use that to get control over everything. That was Maurice Strong that came up with that idea.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When you talk about this is another cover for what you think is going to happen, and you talked about California, is that the lawsuit that's supposed to be coming up with the 120 names of the evil SOBs that we all would love to see at the gallows?
No,
is that what you're talking about?
No. What I'm talking about in California, Linda, you're going to see a movement. You're going to see a movement in California that's going to just shock people. And for people like you, Linda, and many others, it's going to warm your heart and bring tears of joy to your eyes. That's what I'm telling you. It is.
Okay. Well,
you're going to see a rising of young, and what they're rising up and standing for, and how many there are, and how dominating it is going to be and take over. You watch. You watch. Yeah. There's a generation coming that ain't following their playbook.
I hope so. All I know is we're going into archives, guys. So, Mikey, it's so good to hear your voice. Robert, good to hear yours.
Hey, Mikey. Good to hear your voice, Mikey.
It's been a long time, buddy boy. I'm glad to see you're still alive. Good for you. It's been a long time.
I'm still alive.
Everyone stay safe. Everyone stay safe. And, you know, just enjoy your time with family. God bless.
God bless.
Guys,
I want to stay safe. I want my life back. I don't
want
to stay safe.
I don't want to be a prisoner.
I don't want to have to go to the store once a week and spend $200 instead of $50 storing up food.
I got to be honest with you, Mikey. I'm sitting here. I got two guys sitting here with me, and they'll both tell me, my life ain't changed one damn bit.
I know, but it's different for you.
It's a different ball game.
If you get me to leave my hill, and go to town, I consider that a punishment. I've done something wrong. I'm being punished.
Well, that's different for you because I'm in a communist state here.
Microcosm.
I know, Mike. I do have your number here, so I think we're in archives. If you want, I can call you in a few minutes because I never get a chance to talk to you. You know,
Linda,
anyway. Or
Linda,
you can call me, sure.
Linda.
Okay. Go ahead.
Linda, I just let you guys, I became active for state senate, okay?
Try to take me.
That's if there's a state senate left. I mean,
I know.
Are we going to have elections in November? Does it even matter anymore? Does any of it really matter?
I don't know, Mikey. All I know is I try to be...
Lawsuits and everything else. Who's going to give a damn? I mean, I don't know. Is lawsuits going to work? What's going to work? More paperwork? Yeah.
Well,
more protests?
I'm hoping the
more bitching? I don't know.
I think non-compliance might work and just keep one on your hip at all times.
That's the only thing that's left. I don't want to use that three-letter word. Starts with a W, ends with an R, because I don't want to be arrested. But what lawsuits?
I know.
Bitching? What?
I know.
I mean, there's people out there that say, I don't like this lockdown either, but it's not going to end until everybody does their part. What the hell does that mean? Like, this is my fault? This is my fault?
Yeah, it's sick.
We're the people's fault. And these people, God could do me a favor. God could create a pandemic that only kills stupid people. Do me a favor. Would you just kill stupid people and leave the rest of us to start over? Just kill stupid people.
I agree with Mikey. The worst virus going around is that optical rectitis, where these people got their eyeballs crossed with their rear ends and got a crappy outlook on life.
That's pretty funny, Joe Strong.
They need an ascectomy because that's where the brain is, right up the arm.
That's funny.
Oh, they got
that's a good joke.
Well, here's the problem. You know, the people like the ones we hate and the ones that I have to deal with here in California really don't
get
they're so retarded. Anyway, when you want to find what's left of their little brains, you need a proctologist. You don't need a psychiatrist.
That's
all I can say. There you go. Anyway, guys, I love you.
I'll talk
anyway,
to you. Be safe.
The people that we should be really, the people that are responsible are the idiots that brainwashed them and misled them and all this crap. I mean,
they're not idiots. They're spawns of Satan. They know what they're doing. They're not idiots. They're calculating scumbags.
The local newspaper was, we got to do away with freedom of speech. You got to limit that. And Never once, never once did the Seymour Tribune ever print a rebuttal that it was not a damn video that caused Benghazi. They kept that out there as it was, never retracted, never gave an apology, and still think that the people believe that crap.
Many people do.
That's a Gannett Corporation owned newspaper. And Gannett right now, their stock's like less than 1%. You know, hey, crush them. Crush them. I keep pushing this out to the people. Turn the mainstream off.
You know what,
Dan?
I don't watch any of it.
I'm going to hang up.
CNN is
be blessed. Night-night.
Bill, do you know what the source is? The hoarders are the source. They wiped out everything. The hoarders.
Oh, God. All right, kids.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the hoarders.
Those
They're
are my last words.
Idiots.
I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Okay.
See
bless.
You, Robert.
Night-night, guys. We'll see you guys next week. All right?
Yeah, have a good one. We'll see what next week looks like.
I know. I agree. All right, kids. I'm going to end it. Okay.
Night-night.
Okay.
Good night.